Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas is on a brief visit to the United States, where he'll meet U.S. President Barack Obama later on Thursday. The agenda of Mr. Nečas's first visit to the Oval Office will be dominated by the multi-billion tender to expand the Czech Temelín nuclear power plant, in which the U.S. firm Westinghouse is one of the bidders. Other issues on the agenda will most likely include further energy cooperation, support for human rights, as well as Czech air defense needs after 2015, when the lease on the Gripen fighters expires. Daniel Aniš is in Washington covering the visit for a leading Czech daily, Hospodářské noviny. Jan Richter asked him whether he thought the U.S. firm will be any closer to the contract after Mr. Nečas's visit.
I can't say that, but it's for sure that this is the main topic. President Obama is receiving our Prime Minister Nečas in Oval Office today, and I think this is the main point of the agenda. It's a well-kept open secret. And it's true that to frame it in a broader picture, that it's going on, it's a broader economical cooperation on the field of nuclear peaceful energy development. But this is a big deal for Westinghouse. In fact, Ambassador Eisen, the U.S. ambassador to Prague, when he had hearing in U.S. Senate in September, he said it could create 9,000 jobs, well, highly paid jobs in USA, and he said that it's one of the biggest business opportunities for USA around the world. So I don't know whether Westinghouse will be closer, but this is it. This is the chance for Americans to make the case for them from the top level of the government, that means from the Oval Office.
Do you expect any progress on other issues that are on the agenda, such as the replacement of the Czech Gripen fighters after the year 2015, or perhaps the Czech bid to buy part of the U.S. stake in the TAL pipeline?
What is interesting that we spoke on the plane on the way to D.C. with Czech Prime Minister, the journalist, and he was really shy to speak about those issues concerning Gripen. He said that we have to first decide whether we really want to get rid of Gripens. And there was a nice question asking him whether we in fact need any fighters. And he said that maybe 1 year ago he was thinking that maybe not. But with the nuclear power plant, he said that there may be some new need for protection. So which was interesting. And concerning the pipeline, they should speak about a broader issue of energy security. So that might be one of the points mentioned in that.
Mr. Nečas is only the second Czech official after Václav Havel to stay at Blair House, which is the official residence for foreign leaders in Washington, D.C. Mr. Aniš, do you think this is a sign of some sort of a new beginning in the Czech-American relations that cooled off somehow after George W. Bush left office and after Mr. Obama became the president?
Point, because it's not normal at all that the statesmen and politicians, foreign politicians, stay at Blair House on their visit. You mentioned that Premier Nečas is only the second one after Václav Havel, the former Czech president. This was a special case in Czech-U.S. relations. So I think what they wanted to show that they really mean this visit as an important point in the new development of Czech-U.S. relations, which are normal, but nothing more, comparing with the era of 90s and beginning of 2000 and 2005, when there was the radar negotiation after that, when it collapsed. And I think this is maybe the beginning of with the economical cooperation, what could be the main point of it.
That was reporter for Hospodářské noviny Daniel Aniš talking to Jan Richter.